In a small town in southern Spain, the mayor has been living a kind of Robin Hood fantasy for 35 years. He built a collective farm in his town. He squats illegally on land that belongs to Spanish nobles or the military, and he steals food from supermarkets and hands it out to the poor. Lauren Freyer traveled to the Andalusia area of Spain to meet him.
It was a sweltering August 2012. Most Spanish politicians were away on summer vacation, which looked a bit decadent at the height of Spain's economic crisis. It was then that Mayor Juan Manuel Sánchez Gordillo of Marina Leda, population 2,700, grabbed this whole country's attention. With dozens of supporters, Sánchez Gordillo marched into a local supermarket. "Aren't you all hungry? Let's go shopping," he yelled as they piled food into carts and walked out without paying, distributing everything to the region's poor. The jobless rate in Andalusia tops 35%. Sánchez Gordillo has been arrested and fined many times in his 35 years as mayor, mostly for seizing private property. But his Robin Hood heists have made him a household name. He fits the part, sporting a Che Guevara beard and a Palestinian scarf. Spanish hipsters wear T-shirts with his picture. When I arrived at his office, I found a smaller, more soft-spoken man than the rabble-rouser I'd seen on TV, but almost intimidatingly serious. My philosophy is that power, even the tiny little bit my town hall has, should give voice to those who don't have one, he says. It should transform reality to be more fair, more humane, more equitable. Sánchez Gordillo is trying to do that in his town, Marina Leda, a self-styled communist utopia.
The swimming pool is €3 per year. And there's a nice bar there, and they sell ice creams, and they do paella on Sundays. And
there are no McDonald's or multinationals.
Chris Burke and his wife Ali moved to Marina Leda from the UK 4 years ago.
When we first arrived here, we had Domingos Rocos, Red Sundays.
The van would come round and say, it's a Domingo Rocco, so they would expect you to go out and, I don't know, sweep the street or mop outside your neighbours or something.
That saves the town money on street cleaning. There are also no local police. Instead, the town pays for free internet, heavily subsidised childcare, and plots of land for every family. Ali Burke takes me on a tour.
These are the casitas, the self-built houses.
Unlike the rest of Spain, littered with half-built houses from the construction bust, there's a waiting list for homes in Marina Leda. The town chips in building materials and an architect for residents who want to build their own house. Then they pay €15 a month, about $20, as a sort of mortgage back to the town. Such programs strike a chord in Spain's southern Andalusia region, where landed gentry still control huge swaths of the countryside, and landless laborers cram into villages. Marina Leda's fame has grown as Spain's economy tanked, says Dan Hancox, a British journalist who wrote a book about the town.
Marina Leda and its anti-capitalist philosophy is shining like a beacon in Spain right now, and that's partly why Sánchez Gordillo has become more controversial than ever, because Spain's elites, in which corruption is sadly all too rife, are slightly scared of the fact that the left are saying, well, look, their situation seems to work.
Despite high unemployment across Andalusia, in Marina Leda it's around 5%. That's possible in part because of a huge farm and factories that are run as collectives. Here, workers can olives and artichokes for about $65 a day, twice Spain's minimum wage. These are crops that require more hands, less machines, so they create jobs, says Annie Miranda, who's worked here for 13 years. We have more solidarity than other towns. If there's any problem, we hold a general assembly and discuss it with the whole town. This factory is for the people of the village. Critics say Marina Leda's communist experiment only works on this very small scale, and only with vast subsidies from the left-leaning regional government in Seville. Some call Marina Leda a cult of personality that can't survive without its charismatic mayor. We may soon find out. The law has caught up with Sánchez Gordillo. One of the supermarkets he robbed agreed afterward to donate the food, but another big supermarket chain took him to court for playing Robin Hood. He now faces jail time. They want to make an example out of me. It turns out my rebellion was a crime, he says. But sometimes when there's injustice in the world, you have to rebel and take the consequences. What's important, he says, is that in Marina Leda we have shown that there's another way to do things. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Spain.